Brock, the first offensive possession, you guys are driving, you throw the pick, and it starts slow, but by the end of the game, Will Fuller is involved, 100-plus yards. Lamar Miller, 100-plus yards. You have two TDs. You guys are 1-0. How would you evaluate your first time quarterback in this team and the overall offensive performance?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot as an offense about starting fast, you know, getting off to a good start, you know, and it starts with getting the first down of the game and then, you know, ending with points. And that turnover, that interception that happened on that first series, that's 100% on me. You know, I threw the ball behind DeAndre, didn't really give him a chance to make a play on it. So that one's on me, and I need to learn from that. You know, we have points in our back pocket as far as a field goal goes. You know, obviously we want to end that drive in a touchdown. So as far as starting fast, we were off to a great start and doing what we talk about as an offense. Now the ball security comes into play, and I need to be better with that. You know, I need to make a better throw to DeAndre, and that's something I will clean up. Certainly, yeah. You know, the other thing we talk about is it's a 60-minute game. And you can't live and die on one play. It's always play the next play, play the next play. No matter what happened on that previous one, you got to forget about it and move forward. And, you know, that's really what we did as an offense and as a team tonight. You know, there was nothing about the game that was perfect, but we just kept playing and we kept playing. And we knew it was a 60-minute game, and we made the big plays when we needed to.
And Brock, Will told us in the locker room just how much it meant to him that you talked to him after he let one get away there. What did you say to him, and what did you think of his performance first time out of the gate this afternoon?
I thought Will did a tremendous job today. Will is he's a terrific football player, and he's an even better teammate. You know, I love everything about him. And, you know, the biggest thing about football is it's never going to be perfect. You're going to make some big plays at times. You're going to miss some plays at times. And the thing I love about Will in that situation is he came back in the second half and made a couple big plays for us. So he really had that play the next play mentality. And, you know, I just told him, hey, you know, put that in your back pocket for the rest of your career, because you're going to have moments like that, and it's all about the next play.
Talk a lot about what you've learned from, what you may have learned from Peyton. But what you're talking to Will, was that you? Is that just something you intuitively have done, or is that maybe something you saw Peyton do?
No, that was me, you know, and nothing to take away from Peyton, because obviously he's, you know, one of the best to ever do it, and I learned so many things from him. But, you know, leadership is something that I take a lot of pride in. It's something that I put a lot of time into to be a great leader and study things, and I work with a mental enhancement coach. And so that was just something that kind of came natural to me. And, you know, I'm not going to be perfect throughout the season. I'm going to make mistakes just like I did on the first series of the game. And I hope that I would have a teammate that would come up to me and say, hey, it's okay. Play the next play. We'll make up for it. Bottom line, we got the win, and it took the whole team to do it. But that's all I was doing to Will. You know, is I was just giving a pat on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, it's okay. I know you're going to make up for it. Play the next play. Forget about that one.
Brock, you guys were up by 6 points. It was a third and short, like a third and three, and you decided to go down the field to Will along the sideline. Can you kind of take us through that play, the decision to go deep and have confidence in your receiver in that spot?
Yeah, obviously, in third down, you have decisions to make as a quarterback. You know, do I throw the ball at the sticks and just try to get just the sure first down? Or if they're giving us a certain coverage or look, do we take the shot? And that's kind of where we were in that moment. They gave me the look that I've was waiting for all game long with Fuller one-on-one. We had a double move. And, you know, I have a lot of faith in Will. I have a lot of faith in Will because of how he came in from day one, worked his tail off in the spring, performed in the spring, performed in training camp, in preseason games. So the trust factor is there. And that's a credit to him, and he made a heck of a play.
Brock, you've started the games before, and obviously you were on a Super Bowl team last year, but what was the mindset going into this game, whether it be the night before or this morning, in terms of the feelings you had? And, I mean, was there any nervousness there at all, or was it calm and you were just ready to finally get this thing going to quarterback this team?
The second part. You know, I was very calm last night. I was very calm during pregame, but I was very confident in this football team. I knew, you know, I know what this football team is capable of doing, and it's because I see it on a daily basis. So, you know, there was no nerves there, you know, because I knew what kind of football team I had behind me. And most of all, I was just excited to get this thing kicked off. You know, we came out in front of a heck of a crowd today. Everybody was wearing their white. They were yelling and screaming, and they really gave us a great environment to play in today. So there was no nerves, just pure excitement. I was ready to kick this thing off, and It was just great getting the home win.
Brock, it looked like you made a check on the touchdown to Will Fuller. Did you check out of something to get into that play?
Yeah.
To get in the ball against pressure?
I did, and it was one of those deals we had talked about during the week. If we got a certain look from the Bears defense, I recognized it. Play clock was running down. Fortunately, we were able to get the check in there, and Will and the offensive line and everybody else who was blocking on that play did a heck of a job. You know, my job was pretty easy. It was just getting us in the right play and flipping it out there about 6-7 yards. Those other 10 guys really did the work on that play.
What did you think of Lamar Miller's game today?
You know, I loved everything about it. You know, I told, Tom and Brandon, the other quarterbacks just now in the locker room, it's a lot of fun watching that guy run from the field level. He does some special things. He runs hard. He finds little creases that maybe other backs wouldn't. And so, it was a lot of fun to watch him play, and I thought Lamar did a tremendous job today.
Yeah, Brock, you signed in March. So it's been 6 months since, you knew this day was coming, and it's been a lot of years since you – 5 years, I guess, since you were the starter for the first game. That emotion leading up to it and all that, you've talked about not being nervous or whatever, but now that it's done, is that – I mean, you've been waiting for this for a while since you came into the league hoping it would happen. There has to be more of a feeling of something. Can you tell me what that
is? Yeah, I'm thrilled right now. I'm I don't know if you can say I'm exhausted. You know, week one is always, test your conditioning a little bit. But I'm thrilled right now. You know, to come out of the gate, win your home opener, be 1-0, that's what it's all about. You know, we talk about it all the time in this room, having a short-term approach to the job. You know, taking it day by day, week by week. And right now, our goal was to be 1-0 by this afternoon. And we were able to accomplish that as a team. So I couldn't be more excited. But obviously I know we have a great challenge ahead of us next week in Kansas City, but I'm going to enjoy this one tonight and get working tomorrow with them.
Rock, what kind of grade would you give yourself and the offense overall after one game?
You know, it's tough. I need to see the film first. Bottom line, we made the plays we needed to make to win the football game, but I know we can be better. I know we can be a lot better. Just seeing a couple quick stats. In the red area and that red area, you need to score touchdowns. It's so hard to get the football down in there. So when you do, you really need to capitalize on your opportunity. So I know red area will be a big focus for this offensive unit moving forward. But bottom line, week one is never perfect. And I just couldn't be more proud of the entire offensive unit and the team for coming out here today, fighting for 60 minutes and getting the win.